Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, July 24th. Elon Musk has confirmed that Tesla will not offer a regular steering wheel option on the new Model S and X vehicles. The steering wheel has received criticism for being difficult to handle when it was spotted on the newly delivered Model S plaid vehicles. It was presumed that this difficult steering wheel would only be an option. When asked on Twitter if indeed this would be an option, Elon Musk responded, no. He insists that the yoke steering wheel is worth it for offering better visibility of the instrument cluster and driving visualization. The other side of the coin shows risk of mishandling when making quick maneuvers. It's even been rumored that aftermarket companies are starting to make replacement steering wheels. Tesla Model S buyers are complaining that they can't get delivery of their new electric car after they're told that deliveries are on hold. At this point, it's unclear why. Buyers who have been waiting for months for their new vehicles were finally told, once they arrived at the delivery center, that Tesla was not able to deliver them. The owners are receiving scattered reasons that boil down to a hold of some kind. Multiple delays have occurred prior to this one, including chip shortages, containment hold, and safety checks, but this one doesn't seem to have a consistent answer. Elon Musk said previously that one of the reasons for the delay between the launch in January and the deliveries in June was to, quote, make sure the Model S new battery pack was safe. We're not sure if that's still the case today. Tesla has again increased the Model 3 and Model Y prices in an overnight update to the online configurator. Starting around March, these prices have been going up steadily. The price of raw materials is the driving factor in the price hikes. Now one of the popular versions of the Model 3, the long-range all-wheel drive, now starts at $49,990, which is $3,500 more than it was earlier this year. The Model Y long-range dual motor got another $1,000 increase, bringing it to $53,950. Tesla has released details of its new virtual power plant in California and confirmed that the Tesla Powerwall owners will not get compensation. The company is presenting it as a public good. Tesla has opened up enrollment in a virtual power plant, connecting Tesla customers to the main grid to use their personal energy storage to help balance the public grid as a whole. California's grid is expected to have exceptionally difficult few months, with record high temperatures increasing energy demand on the grid and significant drought affecting hydropower plants. Tesla wants its pool of user bases and Powerwall owners in California to discharge some of their energy in the home battery pack to help when the grid needs it. Tesla confirmed that the virtual power plant will not result in compensation for grid services to Tesla or the customers. Sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that Tesla is going on a Salesforce hiring spree as demand in the U.S. is expected to ramp up. There's around 250 new sales positions listed in North America, most of them recently. The impending changes in federal tax incentives for EV purchases is driving the additional preparation. The latest proposal for the incentives would increase to $12,500 and would stay in place until electric cars reach a 50% market share of passenger car sales in the U.S. While it might not be the final form of the new incentive, a version of it is expected to be adopted later this year. However, we're told that Tesla is focusing on part-time sales in order to cut costs. Tesla has signed a new deal with BHP, the world's largest nickel miner, in order to secure the resource for upcoming battery production. Elon Musk recently urged nickel miners to increase production, promising that Tesla would buy or produce as much as they could. Earlier this year, we reported on Tesla submitting an investment proposal for a battery project in nickel-rich Indonesia with a goal to exploit the local resource. Now we learn that Tesla has secured a deal for nickel supply from BHP, the world's largest producer. In a fitting move, BHP also disclosed that it will look into Tesla's energy storage products to lower the carbon emissions. Rivian announced that it closed a $2.5 billion investment round from Amazon, Ford, and others. While many EVs turn to an SPAC deal to raise money, Rivian has consistently been able to raise billions of dollars privately. With the new funding round, Rivian has confirmed plans for a second factory in the U.S. Apparently, there are still several states in specific locations under considerations, but no clear leader has been reported. Rivian's current factory in Illinois has been rumored to have capacity for as many as 300,000 vehicles per year. At the moment, they're still trying to get their first vehicle out, the R1T pickup, which has been delayed into September. The SPAC merger between Lucid Motors and Churchill Capital Corporation 4 has been approved. The closing of this long-anticipated merger is expected to trade on NASDAQ next week under the ticker symbol LCID. Shortly after the merger intent was made public, Lucid delayed the deliveries of their first luxury sedan, the Air. It came as a relief to the CEO, Peter Rawlinson, who was under mounting pressure to begin deliveries prematurely. After the merger, Rawlinson will continue his role leading Lucid Motors, while Churchill's leadership team will help facilitate key introductions and provide product design and industry insights. The first deliveries are expected to begin later this year. General Motors has announced a new recall after dozens of reported fires in a little over a year, and at least two fires after their supposed final software fix was in place. General Motors is now offering to replace defective battery packs for Bolt EVs in the production and VIN number range. General Motors said that they will replace up to and including all modules if necessary. It wasn't long ago that GM was fairly quiet on the issue, but now they're spinning into action with recall notices, hotlines, and dealer support. GM has also made an official recall website, and you can find that on our site, electrek.co. In a recent press release, Fisker Incorporated, not to be confused with Karma Automotive, has shared its plans for global debut of the Ocean SUV at the 2021 Los Angeles Auto Show. Prototype testing is scheduling to begin this year, followed by an Ocean production with Magna International, commencing November of 2022. Including fleet orders, Fisker claims to have over 62,000 hand raisers and 17,300 paid reservations for the upcoming EV. Fisker also shared plans for an increased global showroom presence, including North America and Europe. Mercedes-Benz announced a new electrification plan that sets them up to go all electric by the end of the decade. In order to achieve that, Mercedes-Benz announced that it's working on three new all-electric platforms that will launch in 2025. Mercedes also says that they're committed to reaching margin targets in the EV world, which will be especially difficult at first. Ola Källenius, CEO of Daimler Auto Group and Mercedes-Benz Auto Group, commented on the announcement saying, quote, "The EV shift is picking up speed, especially in the luxury segment where Mercedes-Benz belongs. The tipping point is getting closer, and we will be ready as markets switch to electric only by the end of this decade." Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. We also have a YouTube version on the channel Electrek Daily. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.